Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Glenn Burke. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Pete Broberg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Freisleben. And now, play ball. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Murphy moves to second. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murphy scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wallace moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Broberg covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burke. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Burke steals second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo takes first base on ball four. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. Edwards bunts towards the mound. Freisleben fields it and throws to first for the out. Burke moves to third. Picciolo moves to second. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-1 in the game. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning five, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freisleben fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer moves to third. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Verizer scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wallace hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Manning reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alexander is hit by the pitch. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing right field. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Jeff Newman. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Delone steals second. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Burke reaches second base with a double. Delone scores. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Taylor Duncan pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Jim Kern now pitching. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Taylor Duncan now playing second base. Mike Edwards now playing shortstop. Jim Essien now catching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Broberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cox bunts towards the mound. Broberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Jim Norris pinch hits for Bo Diaz. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is walked intentionally. Bernie Carbo pinch hits for Horace Speed. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan fields it and throws to second for the out. Kuiper moves to third. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Carbo moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bernie Carbo now playing right field. Gary Alexander now catching. Jim Kern now pitching. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wallace for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Page strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page, who is chasing the ball. Thornton reaches third base with a triple. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the mound. Heaverlow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper strikes out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Cox reaches second base with a double. Verizer moves to third. Jim Kern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 3 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burke strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.